I know it's a little, I know we try not to do somber. I know last podcast we had the Akira Toriyama thing, right? But
what's somber?
You know this word. You passed like fifth grade English.
All the past
podcasts. You actually not know what.
All the past podcasts.
Podcast? Exactly. Maybe you didn't pass English. Anyways.
All the past podcasts would prove that I did not have any education my entire life.
So some sad news, unfortunately.
Here we go again.
I want to take a moment of silence.
For who?
For
your acting career?
You really want to go there? Let me edit this podcast so I can put your rapping career. Exactly. That's another. Now we're going to salute Donald's fallen pride. Anyway, let's take a moment of silence for the 3-year longing. Nope, 4-year longing. Nicole Kidman ad. Unfortunately.
They fucking ruined it.
Unfortunately, they cut it down. They unfortunately cut it. And now we have 3 shorter ones. And honestly, as much as I want to tell my kids that I survived COVID, I want to pass on the legacy that I lived through the entire Nicole Kidman end. So guys, remember that we come to this place for magic. Pay your respects. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
We look at long, we look at backwards.
It's you. It's me. It's us. Season 4. Because why not?
Because why not?
Welcome to Nerd Slash.
Welcome to the pod.
I'm also going to start doing a tonal leg shaking counter. I don't know why I'm saying this. You edit. Like, I can't. Yeah. I can't.
You're not going to do shit.
Let me edit this
I
one.
Do everything.
Let me edit this one.
Look at our Get Ready With Us, and you'll see that I let do me, everything
let me,
in
let
this
me,
whole podcast.
I gave great constructive criticism.
I thought you were going to say I gave great head. I don't know why. Your beard would say that you do.
Every day. Every day.
I got confirmation that she does.
Every day, I get closer to just taking Anthony's bribes to put him on instead of you.
You're never going to put him on.
Yeah? Why?
No. Because.
Why?
Because.
He's great.
Uh-huh.
He's handsome.
Yep.
I got nothing
else. Okay. I have 23 years.
You've been handsome for 23 years?
That's true.
I got puberty photos that say otherwise.
I got puberty photos that say that both of us were rough.
Yeah.
We're not going to show them. I'm not putting them here.
Also, I'm just going to, if you're watching this, just if you are.
Who?
Mom, why did you give me a bowl cut? Like a bowl
okay,
cut.
Okay, no, I do have, why does anyone give anyone a bowl cut?
It's just.
No.
I don't.
No. Bowl cuts are real, not realistic.
You know the first time I felt
are
seen?
Bad. Bowl cuts are bad. Bowl cuts are bad, and if you give your child a bowl cut, you hate them.
I really want to play this clip in like 10 years when you have a child with a bowl cut. And just go, look.
I mean, this is going to live on the internet forever.
You know
so.
The first time what? I felt seen? Now that you said that?
When?
In Ned's Declassified.
School Survivor
head.
Guide?
Coconut Head. I felt seen there. I felt like my prayers were being answered. I got the representation of my haircut.
Was it the haircut or his general awkwardness?
Coconut Head was a pimp, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you, I haven't watched Ned's Declassified.
I'm gonna be honest with you, you said Coconut Head and I can picture it, which is rare.
How's your week been?
I'm very proud of you.
I'm not.
Why?
Are you proud of me? Because I don't got a coconut head anymore?
Yeah. And you know what? That's progress.
No, my hair just got curly. I did swimming and then I shaved my head and my hair went...
It went what?
That's how I feel like curly hair sounds like. I can do what your hair sounds like.
Sure.
Ah.
Just... Ah.
No, you did it too. It's more of a... Ah.
So more like... Ah.
Yeah. I can tell you what...
Do you have like synesthesia or something like that?
I can tell you... Like, I don't have amnesia, total.
Nope, that's not what I said.
No, I don't, but I think it's funnier. I can tell you what Vin Diesel's head sounds like.
It doesn't
sound... You want to know? Ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh, you had such a great chance.
For what?
For it to sound like family.
Like family? It's all about family. Did I tell you my theory?
No.
By the way, I'm a theory guy now. You know, I got to respect MatPat's retirement. Mm-hmm. So
you can't be a theory
Vin
guy.
Vin Diesel and Stitch are the same person.
Stitch from like...
Lilo and Stitch, yes. Because okay. What does Vin Diesel say?
I don't know. Vroom?
You literally like, just said it.
Family?
Yeah, it's all about my shirt needs to be tighter. It's all about family, right? Don't know.
Uh-huh.
What does Ohana mean?
It means family.
Yeah, it means no one gets left behind or forgotten.
Yes, but he was taught
Stitch.
That saying.
No, but Stitch.
Don't shush me.
Yes, I will shush you.
Don't shush me.
I will shush you. Ready? I'll do it again. Stitch, right? Drives a red spaceship, right? Which in their universe is cars.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Vin Diesel drives cars.
He does.
I can go even further.
Okay.
Okay? I can guarantee, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put the stats up here. Sure. Someone in the Fast and Furious franchise
up there.
Was definitely a Lilo and Stitch.
Okay.
Or vice versa. Actually, wait. I can do this right now. Ready? Ready? Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Was the voice of the Iron Giant who goes
was
into space.
Was he actually?
Yes.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's also Groot. I feel like. Did you know that one?
I did know that. Yes.
I don't know how out of touch with actors you are. Maybe we'll
not
do
out of touch. Just I didn't know he was the voice of the Iron Giant.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was also.
So he went to outer space.
Yeah, he went to outer space. Mm-hmm. Stitches from outer space.
Okay, so in this theory that
Stitches 626, the Iron Giant came out on June 26th. It did it.
It
but
did
it'd
not.
Be, it'd be kind of cool if it did.
I will look that up, but I'm almost positive it did not. So here's the thing. If Stitch is Vin Diesel, then who's Pleakley? Because I already know, what's the giant shark head guy's name? Gangtu. Nope, that's the other guy.
No, you're right.
No, Gangtu is the guy who made... Stitch.
No, that's Jumba.
So Gangtu is the guy.
You got a name right. Yeah, Gangtu's a weird whale looking guy.
Gangtu is
the weird whale looking guy.
Yeah, but he's The Rock.
Like Dwayne The Rock?
Yes. In the Fast and Furious.
Maybe. Do you think they're going to surprise us and in the live action Lilo and Stitch, Dwayne The Rock is just going to be Gangtu?
No, you know who Dwayne The Rock is?
Bubbles.
The sandwich. Agent Bubbles. Oh, he's Bubbles? Agent Bubbles.
You know they took him out? Supposedly. They took him out. But also...
They did not.
But also...
Why?
You brought it up last podcast. Could have been Idris Elba.
Why get that Disney money. Bubbles?
I don't know.
He's like...
All the budget went to Stitch.
Other than Stitch, he's like the entire reason I watched the show. Or movie. I watched the show more than I watched the movie.
I know you did.
Okay.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. You made up your own experiment.
I did.
Yeah. 327. I remember. Do you remember what it did?
Dude, I named both of my dogs after Angel and Stitch. I was a huge Lilo and Stitch fan.
Cool. What was your alien?
I don't remember.
Yeah, there it is. Cool.
You think I remember my alien, but I can't remember names? No way.
I really want to bring back where I give you an actor, and you just have to figure out if they were in this movie.
I think that you should do that.
I'll just do it right now.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
You know what? I'm going to say an actor. You tell me if they were in Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Vin Diesel.
Yes.
How many?
All of them. Except the spin-off series, the Calvin and Hobbes.
Nope.
I know that's not what it's called.
He was not in Fast and Furious 2.
He wasn't in Fast and Furious?
He was not in... No.
In Too Fast, Too Furious?
Yeah, there you go. Too Fast, Too Furious. No, he wasn't.
Mm.
No. He made a cameo in Tokyo Drift.
So he was in it?
No, Too Fast, Too Furious is not Tokyo Drift.
Oh.
It's not Too Fast, Too Furious, Tokyo Drift.
That'd be a really long name.
Tokyo Drift.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of movies, ready? Look at.
Is your ADHD going off today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had KFC. What do you expect? KFC brings out something inside me.
So I have a question.
Stop touching me again. Well, definitely don't touch me like that.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
What are the 11 herbs and spices?
Oh, I've actually okay.
I know you have an opinion on this.
It's not an opinion.
Because you are.
No, I have the answer.
What's the name of the KFC guy?
Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders. I remember that you were a Colonel Sanders...
aficionado, I still am. No,
that's not the word I was going to use, yeah. But it's kinder.
You want to see me plug the most randomest thing?
Sure.
If you want to go deep into Nerd Slice lore and history, go 4 years ago, and on our YouTube, Anthony and I played the KFC dating sim. It is a thing, and it's a great game.
I am going to put up a picture right here of Evan cosplaying as Colonel Sanders.
Really fucking throwing me under the bus. Oh, I curse now too. Anyway.
1-1.
1-1. I really thought we were going to go. Yeah.
Just no. Immediately. No, I lost last episode. I will win this one.
All right. So I can tell you the 11 herbs and spices.
Yes.
Ready? Okay. Oregano.
Okay.
Okay.
Oregano's a good one.
Oregano's the foundation for most things.
Right? I would say sazón completa, but I get it.
Okay. Cool. Most people don't even know how to say that. All right. Paprika.
Paprika.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The ashes of a squirrel. Okay, you're following along so far.
Which, the ones from Central Park?
Any squirrel.
Any squirrel.
Any squirrel.
So it's regardless of gender.
Just any squirrel, any gender, any squirrel, any part of the world.
That's very progressive for Kentucky.
Yeah. Cuckoo. Fortnite V-Bucks.
Okay. So mm-hmm. Fernie has all of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fortnite V-Bucks. Okay. Well, Fernie might not have a squirrel. So, but
no, Fortnite, but he has the
he's,
Fortnite V-Bucks.
He's got the V-Bucks. Yeah. All right. So Fortnite V-Bucks.
Uh-huh.
The dust remains of Spider-Man in Avengers Infinity War.
Okay.
When he got, you know.
Uh-huh.
See, I can snap. Can't whistle. I can snap, right?
Okay. Cool.
The tears, the one time that Thoro and I got into a fight because I wouldn't let him be Sasuke when we were pretending to play Naruto. All right?
You're going back.
You don't know the
other...
You're
going fucking far back. By the way, then there is no 11 Herbs and Spices, or if there is, that's child abuse because that happened once when we were children.
You really don't know the other ones? Like, this is pretty common knowledge.
Okay. I would like...
You really don't know the other ones?
You have five.
Cool. Dust bunnies.
There's a lot of those here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about buying a bunny? you really want to talk?
Yeah.
You really want to talk?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to do laundry in your room?
A couple months.
Thank you. Do your laundry.
And
you have, listen,
and
ready,
yet,
ready,
and yet,
ready?
I've had clothes for every single podcast.
You borrowed my shirts for 7 consecutive podcasts.
That's because I didn't like
play
the way
the clips,
I looked.
Total.
No.
I hate that you edit these.
You want to edit them? Yeah, stay in your lane.
Rapunzel's hair after it was cut off at the end of Tangled.
Rapunzel doesn't exist.
How can you break people's hearts like that? So Rapunzel's hair at the end of Tangled.
Yes.
Right? A chant from the movie Finding Nemo where they go, shark, bait, ooh-ha-ha, shark, bait, ooh-ha-ha. Right,
do they do that like on top of the stove as it's like cooking?
No, they just, it's from their heart and their soul.
But how do they put it into the 11 herbs and spices?
Hold on. Once again, this is common knowledge. Like, I don't know why I have to explain this to you. Right? They obviously... Before the 11 herbs and spices are added in, they go in, they do their chant, and then the other things are added.
Okay.
You following?
I'm following.
All right, cool.
Are you counting still?
Oh, of course I'm still counting. Sazón completa.
I feel like that's... It's sazón completo, by the way.
Completo. Sorry, I'm...
Is
still,
it really?
I'm still a little white, so...
No, wait a minute. It's not sazón completa?
No.
I have been told by the true Cuban in this household that it's not, and that upsets me heavily. She is currently going to go get it so that I can see it.
The 1999 chord progression of Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith.
Are you sure it's from 1999?
And salt.
I feel like this is a very heavy spice.
You know I'm going to make you put a list up of all the things.
You're not going to make me do anything. I edit this podcast.
You're going to do it, though, because you know it would be entertaining. Those are the KFC 11 herbs and spices. Mm-hmm. By the way, today's sponsor is not KFC because we just like their entire herbs and spices. Today's...
Can I ask a question?
This is a podcast. Once again, we do this every podcast. Yes, you can ask me a question.
You had KFC today.
I did.
You've been talking about the chikiza a lot.
I haven't had the chikiza yet.
So you had...
Also, by the way, it's called a chizza.
No, it's not.
I've been saying chikiza for the last 3 weeks and it's called a chizza.
It's called a chizza?
Yeah. Like C-H-I-Z-Z-A. Chizza. Not like kachiga.
What?
We're getting fact checked on our...
That's in English.
Oh, God, please, no. What if that opened?
Okay. Cut back in. She just threw this at me in the worst fucking way possible. So this is...
Does that count?
Nope. We talked about it last time. That's 5 more slaps.
You've been counting?
Yes.
You know, every time I see your Ed Sheeran shirt, it doesn't look like Ed Sheeran.
It's not supposed to.
It looks like Calvin and Hobbes. Did you ever read
Every
Calvin
time
and
I
Hobbes?
Look at the Nerd Slice podcast... Well, it's not a podcast logo. Every time I look at the Nerd Slice logo, it doesn't look like you.
Yeah. Made it to look like you. You're the heart and soul of this.
I look delicious as fuck. That's 2.
That's 2.
Yeah,
and I'm winning.
Hey, that's worth it.
What are the 11 herbs and spices?
You
want to
hear? Okay.
Adoba.
Okay.
Donald's going to put up a picture. I don't feel like.
Okay. So the picture will be right here. I'm pretty sure that it's called sazón completa. Thalia, Evan's wonderful person.
What'd you?
Is.
It's. Can you?
So, I was not wrong. It's called sazón completa, not sazón completo, because in my brain, that's not correct Spanish. And you know that if my brain thinks that that's not correct Spanish, it must be right, because I'm never right about Spanish. Yeah, so sazón completa, which is usually from adobo. If you're going to get it, you get it from this company, not this.
Listen, this man, company, it's the not, only hey, thing they had at Winn-Dixie, all right?
This company, not this. But it's sazón completa, and which it is delicious.
And our sponsor for today. And
that's today, how you do the sponsor is, I don't know why I had to look at it. I grew up with it. Goya adobo.
Because
I don't know why I looked at it twice. Goya adobo.
Because don't make your chicken completa. Bland.
It's delicious.
Don't make your chicken bland. Don't be like Donald. Don't make bland chicken. Don't make some glizzies with macaroni and cheese.
No, make glizzies with macaroni and cheese. Brother, why do you have such
a
problem? Why do
you?
No, listen.
I respect your thought process, uh-huh. Which is it's easy to cook. You can get it done quickly for a lot of people. Uh-huh. But what if they're lactose intolerant?
Then they tell me and I make them something else. None of you are lactose intolerant. It has never been he has never come to a thing that I've cooked macaroni and cheese for.
I'm going
to
invite all of our lactose intolerant friends. Okay. If you're lactose intolerant, let us know so you can come to this function. And Tono is going to cook you like hot dogs,
hey,
but instead of macaroni and cheese, it's going to be KFC's 11 herbs and spices.
Hey, no, because I'm not killing a squirrel.
Your dogs
If
do.
You ever come to a trip of ours and you have lactose, you are lactose intolerant, what I'll do is I'll cook the macaroni and cheese and hot dogs and give you a lactate like I fucking should. That's three. Fine. But
and my
eat the plan, damn food. That doesn't count.
My plan
eat
worked.
The damn food because it is delicious. And I don't know why you have a problem with this. You are always the benefactor of my cooking. But whenever we get on the damn podcast, you're just like, oh, he cooks macaroni and cheese and hot dogs. It's delicious. My grandmother used to cook it for us every 2 weeks on Wednesday at macaroni night for me and my cousins. And she's dead now. How do you feel?
So if you want to trigger Donald, you do one of three things. You mention the glizzies with the macaroni and cheese, right? You talk to him about how, what's this movie called? The third Hunger Games book is the greatest piece of fiction of all
it's
time.
Not. It's not even because of the reason that I have a problem with it. It's just not, right? Like, best literary piece of all time, dude? Come on. That's not even a good...
My point is proven time and time again. Hey, Toto, what are your thoughts on Winnie the Pooh?
What's the third one?
I'll think of it.
What are my thoughts on Winnie the Pooh?
Not finishing my thoughts.
What's the thought on Winnie the Pooh? I think he has the dopest quotes in the world. Like the coldest quotes in the world.
What do you mean coldest? Is Winnie the Pooh like popping a cap in someone?
No. The have you not seen the movie?
Yeah, like the live action.
Yeah, well, it's not like his quotes
okay,
are not
the
only
CGI'd whatever.
Yeah, his quotes are not only from the live action, but like that's the one I'm referencing because it's the one I saw the most recently. I love his quotes. His quotes are just the best.
So last year we had a Poonissance. Nope, that's not what I should call it.
Poonissance.
But anyways, Winnie the Pooh Blooded Honey came out.
Yes.
Right? You know, memeable movie. But apparently now they're making an entire cinematic universe called the Pooniverse. Confirmed.
They are not calling it the
nope,
Pooniverse.
They're calling it the Pooniverse.
They're calling it the Pooniverse?
They're calling it the Pooniverse. And I'm going to read to you all these things that they just confirmed because they decided that they're going to create childhood trauma, right?
Mm-hmm.
In all these horror movies, but it gets so much better, right? First off, the entire universe is called the Twisted Childhood Universe.
Okay, so it's not the Pooniverse.
Well, let me get to it. All right, so we have Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, which we still have to watch.
Yes, we do need to watch.
A whole review on it, because I heard it.
Let's do a review.
Let's do a review.
I promise you that by next week, we'll have a review on Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
We have Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, right?
What is it called? Is it just
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
Wow.
That's... Which apparently is like a soft reboot already, right?
Okay.
We have...
Does it have Tigger in it?
The new one does, yes.
Okay, then it's worth it.
We have Bambi Reckoning.
Is Bambi gonna come back with a freaking shotgun?
No, he's like a zombie
deer
that just kills people.
Is this Llamageddon all over again?
No, Toro.
This is Llamageddon.
No,
if you haven't seen Llamageddon though, you should watch it.
You should watch Llamageddon.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
I'm not even gonna say it.
Nope.
Let us know how long it takes for you to notice something in the movie. Yeah. Not like something in the something interesting in the movie. Anyway.
Okay.
We have Bambi the Reckoning.
Cool. I already love the Pooniverse.
Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare. That already has, you know.
They should just call it Neverland. Neverland.
Neverland?
Neverland. Neverland. Neverland.
Neverland?
Neverland.
Where are we never landing?
Twisted Towers.
You don't even play Fortnite anymore.
Okay. Was that the name of the place?
It was Tilted Towers.
Damn it. I was so confident.
So Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare.
Okay,
that's
Peter Pan's. Okay.
Say it 10 times. Ready? Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare. Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare. Peter Pan's Neverland.
Continue.
Go rap again.
You're choosing violence.
Pinocchio
today, huh?
Unstrung.
Another Pinocchio movie?
And then the culmination, right?
Yes.
The entire Pooniverse. Of the Twisted Childhood universe.
Okay.
Pooniverse.
Oh my gosh.
Monsters there Assemble. It is. And Donald's gonna put a nice little.
That's
thing here.
Not. Is that real?
This is the real, like, logos. But Donald,
oh
it gets
my
better.
God.
Because here is the
Monsters Assemble. The freaking Avengers over here.
The logo is the same. Donald, you're gonna put this on the screen. I want you to just look at this for a good 30 seconds. So you have Winnie the Pooh riding zombie Bambi.
What the?
With you know Tigger. I think Eeyore's there somewhere. You got, you know, it looks like the Mad Hatter. Don't know if that's the Mad Hatter. Now, here's what everyone says.
Why is the guy from the Russian sleep experiment on here? Why is the guy from the Russian sleep experiment
that's
on
Piglet.
Here?
That's Piglet.
Nope, all the way to the right.
No idea.
I'm right, though, right?
It looks like it.
It looks like the guy from the Russian sleep experiment.
A little bit.
A little bit? I'm going to put them side by side.
Ready?
Why does it always have to be a drum roll? Stop making me have more drum roll sound effects.
I like drum roll. It really does look like...
right?
Like, that's really uncanny.
It's just a hook.
I'm trying to figure out...
Is that Captain Hook?
Oh, it might be Captain. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, welcome to the Pooniverse.
Welcome to the Pooniverse.
Which one do you think is going to be the best movie?
Honestly, I'm really trying to see how Bambi, mm-hmm. The Reckoning, mm-hmm. is going to play out. Someone also really said that their Thanos level, like villain that they all have to go against,
yes.
has to be Mickey Mouse. Especially now that Mickey's public domain.
It has to be Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like now that it's public domain, just give it to
my
us.
My dream will come true of like Pooh being in a alleyway and you just hearing, ha ha.
That's not Pooh. That's Mickey. You said Pooh.
I said Pooh being in an alleyway.
Oh, Pooh being in the alleyway.
There we go.
Not Pooh.
You got there. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think it should be Mickey. I think it should be Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
I believe Oswald the Lucky Rabbit is still under public domain.
We should change that.
By doing what?
We should make our own childhood horror movie. I've been saying this for a while. I think we would... We're going to copyright this. That's right. We're copywriting it. Can't cut ideas.
We're not copywriting
Teletubbies
it.
Teletubbies horror movie?
I'm on board.
Because I already thought of
I'm
it,
I'm on
right?
board.
No, follow, and follow me here.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The vacuum just like sucks someone up is one of the things.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And then one of them is mm-hmm. the sun baby
mm-hmm.
comes down from the heavens.
Yep.
Comes out of the actual sun and just mm-hmm. like starts fighting people.
Okay. All right. I think the storyline is that
there is no.
I think
line.
The storyline is that all of them have had to live the same type of day, but then Popo has like a moment where he just like realizes that his TV no longer turns on because the children are not watching anymore, so they come out into the real world and start abducting children. But then, as they go, Lala and the rest of the gang, Popo and Lala are the only ones that I remember the name of. Popo realizes that what they're doing is wrong, and then
I'm
Popo
sure
goes
his
on.
Name was just Po, not Popo.
It probably is just Po.
I think Popo is what you call the police.
Po realizes that he's done something wrong, and then the very last sequence is him just. Like eviscerating the other Teletubbies, but now he has a taste for blood. and he has to go murder
so do you want
all
to hear
the TVs.
My pitch? It's kind of like yours, right?
Okay.
Where the Teletubbies
yes.
just start getting like offed, right? In very brutal ways.
Okay.
And so the plot twist is that they think it's the vacuum, right?
Uh-huh.
But it was one of the other Teletubbies.
It's definitely Lala.
And it's like a forgotten one. No. It's nope. like one that we didn't
nope,
see.
Nope, Lala.
Like what were the colors? They were purple, red, green.
And yellow.
Like a blue one. Like a blue Teletubby that got like cut off.
I think it should be a blue Teletubby, but at the end, Lala takes off them.
Ooh, and it's... Let's make it happen. If anyone has a really high budget that they want to give us, let us know.
We'll make it on a low budget,
but I'm
honestly.
Excited. Which one are you excited for? I said Bambi.
Teletubbies.
Well, that one's not confirmed.
Dude, I used to love the Teletubbies. I was definitely a Teletubbies person. I named my cousin Lala. I don't know why I said it like that.
Yeah, you made it sound like you named
Lala.
Your cousin.
No, I did. I used to call her Lala.
Yeah, but that's not like her birth name.
I mean, is it not?
What's your cousin's name, Toto?
Lala.
Cool. Anyway, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the
Teletubbies movie too.
That we're making.
Yeah.
All right.
Toto, coming out 2023.
Are you excited to smell like Taco Bell cheesy fiesta potatoes?
Why do you always know the weirdest foods? What is Taco Bell's cheesy potatoes?
So someone did a TikTok where they asked AI art to like create like fragrances based
okay.
off of different.
No.
And so the AI created.
No.
Which I'll don't know will put up.
Do they?
Yes. They had literally what it's called, which is cheesy fiesta potatoes. It's just potatoes with cheese and sour cream.
So it's just Texas cheese fries, but cubed.
But
wow, Taco Bell.
They asked AI to make it, right? And
smart
it got
one.
Me it got me thinking.
Yes.
Because you know me, I'm always thinking despite what you think. What fast foods
mm-hmm.
or like other things do you think would make good like fragrances, like deodorants or like I've thought about this.
Nothing.
No, I've thought about this.
Okay.
Okay. A Dr. Pepper cologne would slap.
No, it wouldn't.
A Dr. Pepper cologne, I would buy in the mm-hmm. gallons.
Okay.
I would just go.
And you would be not getting married.
Nope. Dr. Pepper cologne. I'm telling you, it's a great idea. Or
you should make
here.
It. You
follow
should invest
here.
All of your money in just
in
making it.
McDonald's Coke deodorant.
McDonald's Coke is just Coke.
No, it's not.
Is
a
it not?
A McDonald's Coke or a McDonald's Sprite has like a... To it.
It has a what?
I'm
almost positive you have synesthesia. I'm like 99% positive now because you always have what things sound like.
What about like a Chick-fil-A sauce, like cologne?
I think that everything that
like,
smells like food
you have
is
to have
disgusting.
Like a fast food that you like.
Yes, I have a lot of fast food that I like. Nothing that I want to smell like.
You have to.
No.
You have to.
No.
You have to.
I want my food to smell like that, not me.
What about...
I don't want to get eaten.
You're not going to get eaten.
But if I smell like food.
No. Just like...
Freshly baked cookies.
I feel like that...
That's...
Do you think...
That's not fast
it's
food.
It's definitely like a candle.
Freshly
like,
baked cookies.
Not a... What's the vegetable you hate?
That's the only thing that I would ever want to smell like. Smellery doesn't...
Smellery?
Smellery.
Smellery.
Celery doesn't smell like anything. It's water.
No, celery...
It's water.
...smells like celery. It has a certain... There's a fly near you. I'll get it.
One of five.
You're lucky the mic stand would have fallen. Because if not, I would have shown you.
What? What would you have done?
The shankla.
Do that and watch. Hold, please.
Ah! This is abuse.
Thank you for holding.
By the way, and he got it on camera. You can see how he abuses me.
I'm not going to put that in the podcast.
Oh, but you'll keep the other things. You'll keep every other thing in this podcast?
Yes, because I'm the editor and I decide what
goes
on.
You know how many times you farted on podcasts? I've counted and I know you've cut them all out. You think I don't feel the vibrations on the couch? I got synesthesia, but I can also smell.
You are a bitch for that. right? Because nothing I do can prove you wrong, right? Because yeah. I can deny it, but I've spent the whole podcast saying that I'm the editor, and so they're exactly. not gonna believe me, you bitch.
I am a mastermind, not Megamind, though.
That's a good movie.
The second one.
Not There's the a second one. Megamind
they,
movie?
They soft released a second Megamind movie.
What's a soft release?
They like Peacock. Like it's not in theaters. They like had no advertising for it. It came out like 3 weeks ago. You're like a media guy. You know what a soft launch is.
Soft release.
What,
and soft
what
launch.
Do you think I was talking about? Like when you like poop and it comes out slowly? A soft launch.
Soft launch is a different thing than a soft release.
Soft release?
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's how you fart. Just soft release. This has gone too far. This has gone too far. Nope. I like your shirt today, man.
Oh, are you trying to be like Simba? What was that growl? You just went.
No. What?
You literally just went.
I just said I liked your shirt.
No, you went. Hey, I like your shirt.
Brother, you 100% have seen
like
a seizure.
You trying to get the girls that were like in love with the animated lion.
I don't know what the
lion.
Fuck you're talking about.
You do know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Because if I point it out, you're gonna know it.
I'm sure when I rewatch
it. Lion King 2.
Yes, yeah, I got this. No, wait, I got this. It's not Coda.
No,
that's from Brother Bear. Kovu.
There you go. I like that the animated lion's the name that you got right.
No, but Kovu. You know. Who is just better than Kovu in every way possible? The horse from Spirit.
Why are people attracted to the horse from Spirit?
Listen, I don't get it either. But I watched the movie and I'm like,
the horse from Spirit.
Yeah,
just
fuck that
looks
horse.
Like every Hispanic man.
Maybe I'm predisposed then.
You also were attracted to the horse from Spirit.
I want
like other people have like Shigo. You have the horse from Spirit.
No, whoa, Shigo's still number one. Then the horse from Spirit.
I'm gonna move on to the next segment.
Raven. It used to be Starfire, but like as I've grown up, it'd been different. They really predisposed us when we were kids to women that were strong women, which period.
He caught himself. He thought he was gonna get canceled.
Did you just hear what I said? I probably will get canceled.
You're gonna get canceled for being attracted to a horse?
People have gotten canceled for less.
If you think that deserves hatred, sure, but like people like Stranger Things.
The show? Yeah. I don't particularly
you know
fuck
I
with it.
I knew you were gonna make that joke. You also cursed again.
I've so given up on this
four.
One.
I know. you make my brain hurt sometimes.
You make mine hurt.
Like mm-hmm. you know, I get it. I've been doing little synesthesia.
You wanna replace me.
I don't want to replace you.
You do. You just said that you wanted to replace me with Anthony.
That's just because you keep beating me up on the
you
podcast.
You hit me every single podcast to the point that I have to have
yeah,
a running.
I have to have
a running number of me slapping
ready,
you back.
Ready for how one sided this is. I go like this. Dolo gets into the ring, gets trained by Conor McGregor, and just goes go.
Yeah. Because and you know this from being my friend for 23 years.
You're abusive.
If
yes.
I'm okay.
To me.
I'm cutting that one out.
To me.
Better. You know this from knowing me for 23.
Yeah, try to pivot.
I can't. Stop me in my tracks.
I'm going to move to the next segment before you continue to try to get yourself canceled.
I'm not trying. You're getting me canceled at this point.
So you know what's funny?
What?
You know what's really funny?
What's funny?
I was going to make a joke on the podcast mm-hmm. going, Don, are you ready for the next segment?
Yes.
Right? And then it was going to be a bit that you were going to go, another segment.
Uh-huh.
I was going to go, no, dude, I don't have a segment today. But then I... actually made a segment.
Nice.
So, are you ready for the next segment?
I'm totally ready for the
All
next
right,
segment.
Drum roll. You're going to put the clip of me going, just loop it over and over.
No.
What do you think I'm going to do?
I
what
have no clue.
Wacky,
homie,
funny
homie,
things
homie,
you think
I love you.
I got
love you,
this.
But I have no
if
clue.
If you love me, you wouldn't hit me.
You wouldn't hit me either. And you wouldn't try to get me canceled on the podcast.
I'm not trying to get you canceled.
I'm only here.
Speak your truth. If you are attracted to the horse,
I'm
going to
speak my truth. I only do this podcast because we've been really busy recently and we don't get to hang out anymore. And this is an hour that I get you to have you sitting down and we can talk about things.
That's really sweet. That's really adorable. You're still attracted to the spirit from horse. Nope.
Those
backwards.
Two things
you are
can
still
exist
attracted.
At the same time.
There you go.
Okay, what's the segment?
So, Donald, mm-hmm. you know, we have a lot of holidays, right? We have a lot of holidays
yeah.
in this universe, uh-huh. in this world, right? We also have a lot of national days.
Okay.
Let's be honest. Sometimes don't make sense.
Okay.
Well, you're going to figure out if these national holidays are real.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
All right. And, you know, Donald, I'm a personal fan of this one, right? Because you do this all the time.
Okay.
All right. Is National Ask a Stupid Question an actual holiday?
It's a stupid question.
Okay, is it real?
It's real.
It is real.
Yeah.
September 29th, baby. So on September 29th, Donald's going to do what he does every day.
Ask a normal question that Evan's not intelligent enough to answer.
Bean throwing day.
No, that's not real.
Yeah, well, you just offended a lot of people that celebrate bean throwing day on February 3rd.
Okay.
What were you doing February 3rd? Probably not throwing beans.
I was
probably watching Spirit for the 18th time.
I was sent on a work trip and having panic attacks on a daily basis.
Was this before or after you watched Spirit?
It was before.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That's why you had the panic attacks.
Exactly.
You know, see, there
exactly.
We go. All right. Give me a sec.
Okay.
I need a National Tell Your Significant Other You Cheated on Them with Their Sibling Day.
No, that's not real.
No, it is not real.
It can't
be
real.
You know how problematic that would be?
That's such a specific thing.
But there were some that were really specific that I went, there's no fucking way this is okay. Real. I cursed. Whatever.
I'm still winning.
Yes, that one is fake. National Expose Your Toes Day.
That's real.
It is not real. And Aesthetica is all the happier for it.
And you are all the sadder for it.
You're doing good. I always remember.
I'm not. I have. It's 2-2 at this point, I think. I'm not putting up a scorecard like I did on that first episode.
National Appreciate a Dragon Day.
I don't care if it's not real. If it's not, we're making it real.
So what's your answer?
It's real.
It is indeed real.
Woo! A day.
A lot of people. January 16th.
Heck yeah.
I need you to big brain. And you know the type of person that I am.
Okay.
Okay. National Nerd Slice Day.
It is not real, but you want it to be real, or you have made it real and made it the day that you started Nerd Slice.
So fun fact, if you go to the government national created day, and if no one has claimed a day, no, I'm full of shit. No,
I know.
It
I know
exist.
It's, yeah.
But we should make it. You want to make...
And even if there was such a website, I'm sure by the time you even got to it, everything would have been taken.
Do you want to pick like a... Like a day for National Nerd Slice Day?
Sure.
When's Pizza Day? There's a National Pizza Day.
There has to be.
So let's
watch. Hey Siri, when's National Pizza Day?
Why did my Siri go off?
Hey Siri, when's National Pizza Day?
February 9th.
February 9th.
Is my Siri cheating on me?
Yes. My voice is just attached to all Siris.
Cool.
It's because I'm lonely.
Anyway,
I was going to say something problematic. I'm going to say it and cut it out. No, dude, I want the
national
worst.
What about National of Pets Had Thumbs Day?
I love
Day?
How you just continue.
Yeah, I'm going to. National of Pets Had Thumbs Day.
It's not a real day, and I'm glad they don't have thumbs.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it is a real day.
It
they
is?
They don't have thumbs. March 3rd.
Why?
National of Pets Had Thumb Days.
If Pets Had Thumbs? It's called National If Pets Had Thumbs?
National If Pets Had Thumbs Day.
Wow. Whoever made that is dumb. They should really have just made the same day.
We should just
make it September 29th.
Oh, for the stupid question.
Yeah.
I like that one. I like that. It was also September 28th, by the way. Anyway, they should create a national make a better national day, holiday day.
That should also be September 28th. Should just all bunch
if you would have gotten it wrong back to back.
No.
And our final one
I learned
here,
from my mistakes, unlike someone.
National Wear Chicken Nuggets as a Hat Day.
It's real.
No, that came from my brain.
Damn it.
Came from my noggin right here. National Evan Smarter Than Donald Day.
I hope so. Because I'm dumb as fuck.
You're not.
I don't.
A little weird. This will be the last time I mention it. A little weird that you like the horse from Spirit, but other than that.
It's not. Okay. 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 It's not that weird.
It's the hair, right?
It's just...
Or is it the confidence?
I think it's the confidence, right? I don't think it's that I want to the horse from Spirit. I think I want to be the horse from Spirit.
Let us?
I think that's what it is. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate you, actually. You made me actually find something out about myself today, and cool. I think I'm going to be a better person because of it.
I think we all found out something about you today. Let us know. Your question of the day is...
Let us know your favorite day of the year.
No, let us know what strange thing you're attracted to. Let's get weird.
That's a better question.
Yeah, let's get weird. If it's the horse from Spirited Away. Nope. Spirited Away is a different
Evan movie. Evan's attracted to when you put your hand, like if you're holding a hand, but it's his feet. So it's...
Are you like interlocking toes? Is that the
No, not interlocking toes. Like when we get your feet and then hold your feet, but like when we interlock our fingers with your toes.
No, I'm good.
Hey, don't lie to them.
Some people like the line.
Hey, don't lie to them.
I saw one on TikTok.
Don't lie to them.
So on TikTok,
you see how he's trying to change the subject?
Yeah. So on TikTok, there's a trend like the "let me hear your weirdest hear me out."
Uh huh.
Right. And someone straight up put the bird for Brio. Total no. Total no. Someone put Optimus Prime.
It's the voice.
It's the voice. I get it, right? And someone put Bumblebee, which is voiced by Dylan O'Brien. So I get it. By the way, total.
Doesn't Bumblebee just make radio sounds?
Well, do you know Transformers lore?
No.
He like lost his voice in war, but before he had an actual voice.
Okay.
Cool. Are you ready for our questions of the day?
Do we have a question of the day?
We do have a question of the
What's
day.
What's the question of the
Are
day?
Ready? I'm going to stop with the drum rolls. I'm sorry. Okay. Wait, no, I need a jingle. Give
exactly.
me a jingle.
Exactly. I want you to do the Hozier song that you failed to do last time.
Which is the...
I take my whiskey the
questions of the day. Questions,
my coffee
questions
black
of the day.
And my bed at three.
Yeah, I got you. Questions of the day. By the way, Hozier...
No, finish it.
Questions of the day. And then it just repeats. Cool.
Questions of the day.
Hey, it's my thing. Don't take it from me. You already take my shirts.
I don't. This is mine.
No, for now.
Hey, I can't take your shirts. They had to bully you into wearing a different one today.
Listen, a guy likes green, all right?
Okay,
a guy likes green. A guy likes wearing a green shirt. He feels confident in one shirt, and then all of a sudden, everyone doesn't want to wear the shirt.
It's not that you feel
confident.
It's that you look like a freaking TV show character.
Instead, I take out a shirt from my closet, and now I look like I'm what's this guy's name? Jimmy Buffett.
He died.
Okay, not his restaurants.
You don't look dead.
Not his restaurants.
Okay, but you don't look like his restaurant. You said you look like him, and he died, and you're not dead, so you don't look like him.
How do you know that? What if I've been a ghost this whole time?
You haven't.
How do you know that?
Because I'm the ghost.
No, you're a tulpa.
That's true.
Well, I asked you
He's
guys.
Right.
We're going to put it up again. Brand new, nice logo, right? Amazing logo. Beautiful logo.
Yeah.
The logo needs a name, right? It's our mascot.
It does need
a
name.
It's our boy. Mm-hmm.
Why does it have
girl.
To be a boy?
I corrected it. Right? Our non
Why does it have to be gendered?
Pizza.
There we go. He's ahead of me.
I know you're
he knows
the way
what I'm gonna
thinks,
say.
Right? So I asked you guys, you know, you lovely people, want to give a
What if they don't want to be lovely people?
One of you take over. I'm done. Alright, so I asked you guys what can we name? What can we name this national new learn / logo? Right? You have a 50-50 chance.
Aesthetica.
V Mogertoff. So V Mogertoff says Pete or Pizzazz.
I like Pete more.
I like Pizzazz more.
I like
Pete
more.
Really?
I think Pizzazz is trying to make it. I think Pizzazz is trying to give it pizzazz, and I think that's trying too hard. I like Pete.
You like Pete?
I like Pete.
Pete the magical dragon.
Like, I like when people
Wait,
name
Pete?
Their dogs something like you just name a human.
I hate that.
I love
you
it.
You know that I hate that.
I love it.
I'm kind of upset that you brought that
I
up.
I love it.
Listen, okay. Evan has... Mm-hmm. See, now you've brought out mm-hmm. the anger in me. All right.
Uh-huh.
Listen. Like, I get it. Like, mm-hmm. people have specific names mm-hmm. for their dogs for different reasons.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But if I'm there, right, mm-hmm. if I'm in your house and I see this adorable little chihuahua, mm-hmm. right, which that's already angering more. I normally don't like chihuahuas.
No,
right?
Chihuahuas are the worst.
Like,
you're right.
You're bringing me this chihuahua, right?
Yes.
And you're like, can you hold my pet Jeffrey? I'm going to scream.
What was the name of your cat?
Ollie?
Yeah.
Named after the skate trick?
Yeah, but Ollie's also a name,
didn't name
of
Ollie.
A person.
I also didn't name... I have never had my own pet that I've named. I had one turtle. One turtle.
If you want to get Evan to be upset, bring up the fact that he has never named a pet. Apparently.
Never named a pet, right? But I wouldn't be like, wow, look at my lovely Labrador, Carlos. Look at this wonderful fish named Thomas Jefferson.
That's a great
That's
name.
That's actually a
great
That's
name. That's
a great
for a name
fish.
For a fish.
But yeah, Peter.
So what would you name a dog if you got it? And if you say chicken, I will hit you.
No, that's
so
that's,
choose
that's a Thalia thing.
Freaking wisely.
Well, it depends. What kind of dog is it?
Just a golden retriever.
Golden retriever?
Yes. And if you say Goldie too.
I'm going to name it this exact name. The horse from Spirit. From Spirit.
All right. I'll pass.
All right, cool. So we got Peter Pizzazz.
Do you know what I want to name a cat?
I am going to slap you. Continue. What do you want to name a cat? Whiskers?
No, Jay Catsby.
You've said this joke.
It's not a joke.
Jay Catsby?
Why do you think it's a joke?
Jay Catsby?
Yeah.
Nope, that's a dark joke. No. Anyway, now we have Aesthetica.
So we can drown in a pool. Is that what you were going to say?
Christ. So we have Aesthetica here with asparagus. why not? This next one, in my opinion, my personal favorite of the name so okay. far. This next one here comes from Mystic Acerta. There's lore behind this one. A Zeep.
A Zeep?
It's pizza backwards. We went on a Disney trip and he got one of those little popcorn buckets and it was the little green aliens. I go, the claw, right?
Uh-huh.
And because it's from Pizza Planet, he called it a Zeep. And we have several photos like of a Zeep in different parts of the Disney park. I think a Zeep's a dope name.
Okay.
You would name it something like
George.
You already have a dog named George.
You're right.
Which once again, what the fuck is your dog named after a human? Mikey B here says
he
Luigi.
Looks like a George, dude.
He does. It's weird.
He does look like a George.
It's weird. There's very rare where I look at a dog with a human name and go, yeah, you look like that.
His name Your used dog? To be Ghost, but then like.
That doesn't make sense though.
He's a gray Weimaraner. So yeah, Ghost makes sense.
What's the name?
Weimaraner?
Weimaraner?
Weimaraner.
I hardly know her. Mikey B here says Luigi. Pretty on brand. Followed by microphone.
The better brother.
Microphone holding pizza guy. You're disrespecting my oldest brother like that. Got what? Two, remember?
Yeah.
Microphone holding pizza guy. And then Tovin. A combination of Thono and Evan. Tavon? Tovin?
Is that our relationship name?
Tevin.
Tevin.
Let me get all the letters in there.
It's That's my fine
full
with
name.
Me.
It's my full
I
name.
I like Tevin.
Just with a T.
I like Tevin.
Tevin.
I wasn't saying that your other brother is the better brother. I'm saying that Luigi's the better brother.
Oh.
Yeah. I would never have an opinion
Luigi
on your brothers.
Luigi is the better brother.
Luigi is the better brother.
In the better game.
Mario's
Luigi's
an asshole.
Slaps. No, Mario's
Mario's an
cool.
asshole.
No, Mario's pretty cool.
No, but Mario's an asshole.
Did you watch the Super Mario Brothers movie?
No.
He's a pretty cool guy.
And I'm never watching the Super Mario Brothers movie after what you made me go through last episode.
I know, you
episode.
Hate Italians.
My last name is Italian.
Rigatoni?
Oh, my God.
Next one here. Speaking of Italians, this next one here comes from Intagua. Going Pepperoni Pete the Crust Crusader.
Pepperoni Pizza what?
Pepperoni Pete the Crust Crusader.
Pete for short.
Okay.
Cool.
So Pepperoni Pete the Crust Crusader?
I'm actually, now that you bring it up, I actually think we should name it something just obscene. Something like super long and then be like...
Or
George for sure. Like,
or this next one here from our producer, Half Squat Soap, Richard Passwater. I think we should honor our fallen NASCAR driver.
Moment of silence for Dick Moment Passwater. I haven't been able to find your family.
What
and I'm sorry
Booby,
about
Booby,
that.
Booby,
but
Booby
if you
fourth.
Ever see this family Passwater, I'm sorry. He was a great racer. Booty, booty, booty the fourth?
Yeah. You're going to give it some like weird like...
I'm not going to get to choose its name. You're not going to let me.
Never mind. We're not naming it Richard Passwater after the next two names they suggested.
Okay. Oh, it's the same person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheese Louise.
I actually kind of like Cheese Louise.
Or William.
Okay. Hear me out. Cheese Louise is a good one. I would love to name it William. Just for whenever something goes wrong, all of us are like, William!
This next one here from Anonymous.
Never mind. Not William. Not William. Not William. You will not know what that means, but not William.
Cool. This next one here from Anonymous. Speedy Romeo sounds
like Speed Racer.
Oh, never mind.
It sounds like an adult entertainer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This next one here from Hipster Henley, Krusty. That's the clown from Simpsons. It's not a bad name. I just
no.
I feel like I got over my clown fear, and that might bring it back.
Also, he's not that crusty.
He's pretty.
No.
He's
more cheese than crust.
It's a pretty cheesy pizza. So maybe Cheese Louise. All right. And then our final one here from Huggable Bear 305, Mr. Topolis. not wearing a top, technically. Not wearing clothes at all. It's kind of Donald
Duck. Does he have a pepperoni? I don't even know our logo anymore.
No.
That could work. What's your favorite?
What names do you suggest?
Tevin.
Like, if you had to put your name.
Tevin.
Tevin? No. But not, Tevin? Like, your own name.
My own
name. Not one of the ones suggested.
Chester H. Pixopoulos the 7th.
Greg.
Just Greg?
Just Greg.
Tevin. Cool.
Let us know what other names you guys want to throw in there. Leave a comment in our YouTube video.
I'd rather you leave a comment on who you are strangely attracted to. I think that
do
was
that
good...
as well. This
no,
is
no, no,
a
no, that one first, and then the name.
Yeah, you can do it after you follow us on our social media. We've been posting a lot.
We've been posting a lot. If you're not subscribed, hey, subscribe. We've been posting a lot more. We're going to be posting a lot more different types of episodes other than just the Nurse Light podcast. Mm-hmm. So if you liked our dynamic today, you're going to love our dynamic in the next video.
We are also doing an entire watch through of Spirit together. So keep an eye out for that. Bring tissues. Bring...
for your tears, because it's a sad movie.
It is a sad movie. I think I remember maybe 5 minutes from that movie. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Thanks for watching,
you guys,
everyone.
As always. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye.